This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, welcome to Spanky's Corner, a podcast. Julia and I spent a lot of time backstage at the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash with a bunch of artists. This podcast is going to be the place where you get all the full, uncut interviews. As they happened, no editing, raw. Real. And it's available for you worldwide. You can download them and take them anywhere you go. So punch in Spanky's Corner on Apple, Spotify, Pandora, radio.com, wherever. Subscribe, download, listen, like, comment. You know the whole deal. Monsta X, NCT127, Katy Perry, Normani, AJ Mitchell, all going to be on this podcast. In the meantime, Camila Cabello. It's time to go into a big deep dive about everything you ever wanted to know about her brand new album. Let's go.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
Live from the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash.
As Julia just told Camila as she walked up, congratulations on your whole life.
That was so good.
Thanks. Hey, before we start, we got you a little gift.
You did?
Actually, yeah. A few of them.
Oh my God.
But the first, which one are we starting with?
I don't see any of them.
You guys got me a gift?
This one.
Is it this deer?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to start in here because we heard...
Whoa.
You're having an issue with your tattoo.
Look at this. Oh, my God. I am having Aquaphor. Where even is it? Oh, here it is. I forgot where my tattoo was. That's how bad I've been taking care of it.
Now you remember where it is. So
guys,
you can put
thank
that on
you
there.
So much. I'm going to put that on there right now. Look, this is my tattoo. I posted it on Instagram. It's supposed to say it's a mystery, but it just says mystery.
Yeah, you got to take care of that.
Maybe if you put the Aquaphor on, it'll come back.
It'll just bring back the ink from under the skin.
Well, we heard when you mentioned that in that interview that you needed some. We got you some. So the
goal is
say what else you want in this interview, and the person that interviews you next buys you something else.
Okay. I need a 48-hour sleep.
You hear that? Where are you going next? Minnesota or somewhere? You hear that, Minnesota? 48 hours of sleep.
They're just going to punch me really hard.
But this is your big gift.
Wait, guys.
This is from
really
all of us
sweet.
At B96.
Guys, I love you guys at B96. I really do.
We
you guys
hope
have
you'll
supported
wear it
me
under
so
all your
hard.
Clothes.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Mendez is my bae. This is a true statement.
He got the same one for himself.
I do have it.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. We should both greet him at the airport with this together. if I it would actually be so hilarious. I hope he doesn't see this. If I actually the next time I saw him, wore this, it would be the funniest joke in the entire world. Because I just don't know how he would react. He would literally think, Who is this girl?
But why don't acknowledge it. Just take the jacket off.
No, that's what I'm saying. Just be like, hey. He'd be like, what the hell?
You know, while he's cooking dinner for you or something, you just walk out with that shirt. I mean, he's busy. He's on tour.
He'd
doing
break
stuff
up with
anyway.
Me.
You think so? No. We want to do a deep dive of your entire new album.
Yeah.
It's very rare we get an artist that comes through.
This quickly after.
Yeah, this is the album right here. It's called Romance.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Look at me.
It's got liner notes in here.
It's a full thing. It's plastic. It's got plastic wrapping. It's a real album.
It says Love You Mofos on the inside.
It does say Love You Mofos on the inside. The album is actually called Love You Mofos. It's just spelled R-O-M-A-N-C.
How are you feeling now that it's out? Now that it's been out a full 24 hours.
I feel amazing. I mean, I just got here from LA this morning at 6 in the morning. But today, I have a day off in Chicago tomorrow. I'm just going to literally read all the tweets, which I did. I read a lot yesterday, but it's just so much. It's so much fun to be able to soak up their reactions, you know.
Is there a certain song that you're kind of surprised people are grabbing onto so much? That you're like, oh, I thought it would be more of this one than that one.
That's a good question. To be honest with you, no, because I love all of them for different reasons. So there hasn't really been one that surprised me.
Okay.
Yeah.
We knew First Man was going to make everyone cry.
Yeah.
Like, but it's like Butterfly Kisses for the 20th century. Mm. 21st
Butterfly
century.
Kisses. I actually hadn't heard that song till a couple weeks ago. When I saw, did you know that super famous YouTube video?
Mm. Yeah.
Of the, you know what video I'm talking about? With the butterfly kisses?
Yes.
Where the girl, there's like this woman and she's having her wedding and her dad passed away and the son like sings the song.
It messes you up.
It messes you up. But I hadn't heard that song. It's really beautiful. I love songs about dads.
And that's the First Man vibe though.
Yeah, thank you.
Just out here making people cry.
Yeah. I love
Hooray,
making people cry.
Crying songs.
I love crying songs. They're my favorite kind of songs.
When did the process for this album start? So we're going to deep dive into this whole thing. We're going to go through the whole shebang.
Let's.
Because it's new, it's fresh.
I'm down.
So when did the whole process start? Like when you first put pen to paper and said, here we go.
You know what? I think it must have been either like late last summer or late like last October or something when I came up with the idea for the album Romance. And I had a bunch of lyrics on my phone about love. I knew all the songs were going to be love songs because that's like what I think inspired it is like what I was living, you know? And I was like, I know I want to make an album full of songs about falling in love. And I knew I wanted to make an album called Romance months before I went into the studio. So I think, yeah, it was last summer, last year.
So and during that process, I mean, we're talking a year and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of things change in your life over that course of time. So did it alter the way you approached the album as you went along and went along and went along? Because, I mean, you're talking, you know, 16 months, 17 months.
I know. Well, I think that in the beginning, it was like I just grew with the album. And so in the beginning, it was like Romance was fully, I guess, just about being in love and the beginning stages of being in love. And I think that as I was just experiencing more in, you know, I was like in my first serious relationship and, you know, things happen and things change. I just saw all the kind of the different sides to love and, you know, kind of what it feels like when things get complicated, you know? So I think it just got complicated. But that's love also, you know? So I think Romance, the idea of Romance and the album just got a little bit more messy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was the last song that you wrote for it?
Used to This.
And do you think that, like, kind of describes more of your current situation now?
Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What made you decide to work with Finneas?
Well, I mean, I'd heard his songs, because he has incredible songs.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, the work that he's done with Billy. And I was like, oh, my God, I just think he's so... There's always people that come up that you're just like, they're making different things. They're making different choices. And you can tell that their approach to making music is really different. And I'm just like, I was just so excited to work with him. And I didn't even know, I didn't expect for us to, because I didn't think about it, for us to become friends and just have such good friend chemistry in the studio, you know?
Yeah. You two are like definitely like a good pairing for that though. Like when I heard that
so
he helped
too.
You, I was like, oh, I love it. And I love how everything sounds sonically. It's so good.
Thank you.
What's your favorite song to perform right now?
My favorite song to perform right now. Well, I'm really, I'm not performing too many songs from the album yet. I think I'm just performing, what am I performing? I'm performing Living Proof, Señorita, Liar, Shameless. I think my favorite right now would be Living Proof, but I know that'll change once I start performing more songs from the tour.
Living Proof is so dynamic and like eccentric every time I see it. Like you perform it on like a different stage, like
Thanks.
What you did at the AMAs, and then I saw you on Ellen, and it's just how much thinking ahead does it go into planning like
performances?
What we're gonna do for Living Proof now?
Yeah, I mean, I love TV performances because you really get to. You get to play.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely a lot of thinking ahead, but it's fun to just put on a song and like close your eyes and dream. You know, that's like one of my favorite parts of the whole thing is like, how lucky am I that I get to be able to like bring it to life, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Is it a relief that it's out or is it just the scary thing is starting to start or is the scary part starting to happen or is it just
No,
a relief?
I think it's a big relief. For sure. Because sometimes it's a really emotional thing for me with albums is like, I feel like I have this chapter kind of still in me. And when I put it out, it feels almost like, oh, that new chapter now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it feels nice for me.
I said, yeah, but I have no idea because I'm not, like, yeah. I don't have any talent.
Happened to me with my second album.
Last question. It's almost the end of the decade.
Yes, it is.
Your song of the decade. It could be for any reason. It could be one of yours.
It
could be, it doesn't matter. Your song of the decade.
That's such a good question.
Thanks. We thought of it ourselves.
Oh, my God. Okay. Have you interviewed other people before me?
No.
Today?
Well, a few.
I was just wondering what their answers have been.
Yeah. Okay. Is this the first time we asked it?
Yeah.
It might be the first time we've actually asked it, though.
Well, pressure. Okay. All right. I'm going to say One Direction's Kiss You.
Wow. Wow.
There we go.
I think that was at the start of the decade. I just literally...
No, I think that was right in.
I have no reason behind that. That just is the first thing that popped up in my mind.
But usually if it's the first thing that pops in your head, that usually means that, you know...
That it's the emotionally accurate response.
And You can't put that song on and not be happy.
You can't.
So
It just reminds me of being 15 and on X Factor and obsessed with One Direction and excited about... stuff.
I know. Like, how great is it that, like, they're all putting out music right now? You're putting out new music right now.
I know. And shout out to Niall. I love him.
I know.
Hi, Niall. He watches all of our stuff, so he'll be seeing this.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. For sure.
Keep being you. Congrats on being you, and congrats on the album.
Hey, man.
And
do stuff in 2020.
Congrats on your whole life.
Your whole life.
Hey, man. Congrats on your whole life, and congrats on your hair and your whole life.
Thank you so much.
Can we see the jersey real quick before we sign off from the Dunkin' Lounge backstage of the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash? Look at that.
Look at that.
Go, Cubs, go. Baseball season's only like 4 months away.
And I'm on tour here next year.
Yes. Oh, we should mention that. Buy tickets to go see Camila on tour here in Chicago. Spend your money that you got your job today to go do that immediately.
Yes, spend your money. Spend all the money that you have on that.
It's Camila Cabello.
Be a good human being and subscribe, rate, review the mess you just heard. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.